It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And back at the Menifee County High School Gymnasium in Prinsburg, Rowan County will try to salvage one game of this 61st District doubleheader as the Menifee County girls just defeated Rowan County 47-36. And now it's going to be boys action. Tell everyone I'm Randy Stacy for WIVY Sports. Rowan County comes in at 12-7 overall, 6-2 in the region, and 2-1 in the 61st District. Coach Bashan Thacker, who's 334-168 at Rowan County. Menifee County, coached by Derek Robinson, 7-13 overall, 1-2 in the 61st District, 4-4 in region games, and they have lost four in a row. Rowan County and Menifee County boys coming up after this on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64, exit 133 in the industrial park. Menifee County, coached by Derek Robinson, will start at one guard, Brevin Ricker, 5'11 junior, averaging 21.4 points and 6.4 rebounds. At another guard, Aiden Manley, a 5'11 junior, averages 13.1 points and 3.5 rebounds. Jamison Williams, at a guard, 6-foot senior, come back several weeks ago from a knee injury, is averaging 6.4 points and 1.4 rebounds. Gage Jolly, at a forward, a 6'5 senior, averaging 8.8 points and a team-high 10.3 rebounds. And Caden Lawson, a 6'4 freshman, averaging 8.4 points and 5.8 rebounds. So it's Ricker, Manley, and Williams at the guards, Jolly and Lawson at the forwards. For Round County at guard, Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior. He averages 9.6 points and 5.3 rebounds. At a guard, Jason Ingles, a 5'8 junior, averages 5.8 points, 1.2 rebounds. Braden Myris at a guard, a 6'1 senior. He averages 14.3 points, 3.7 rebounds. Forward, Weston Maxey, 6'2 senior, averaging 6.5 points and 2.9 rebounds. And Colby Wilburn at a forward, a 6'3 senior, averaging 18.7 points, team high, and 4 rebounds. So it's Watson, Ingles, and Braden Myris at the guards, Weston Maxey and Colby Wilburn at the forwards. Taking a look at the 61st District boys standings. Fleming County is 3-0, Round County 2-1, Menifee County 1-2, and Bath County 0-3. We'll come back and get this one started after this two-minute break here on WIBY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty, and it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com, spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
We're back here. They're starting the lineups, introducing them to the fans here, Round County, in the road green uniforms. Gold lettering with white trim, and white numbers with gold trim. Menifee County in the, there went the lights.
Ladies and gentlemen, White uniforms, green letters, green numbers, green piping for Menifee County. With a little black trim. Menifee County has pretty good size to go with one of the top scorers, top offensive players in the region, and Brevin Ricker. And to jump it up, Gage Jolly at 6'5", against Weston Maxey, 6'2". Jeff Atkins, P.D. Harris, and the students are going to stand for a while. The first shot is missed by Deshaun Watson of Brown County. Manley drives with it. Out to Ricker. Ricker goes left, picks it up, gives left side to Williams. And what do we got? A whistle. Something wrong with the clock. They're going to reset it to something. And much less than where it was. Officials are consulting. And they're going to set it at 7:23. And Menifee County will have it side front court right by the Round County bench down to our right. They're moving left to right in the first half. And it comes to Lawson. Ricker goes in the lane. Fall away jumper is good. Ricker gets the first two of the contest. 2-0 Menifee County. They're man-to-man against Brown County. Right on the right side. Wilburn, three-pointer Wilburn. No good. Rebound. Deshaun Watson puts it up, no good. Gets it, puts it up again. There was a lot of contact, but he's got to make that one. Got to play through that contact. And Lawson in front court. And walking call on Lawson. His shot was blocked by Wilburn. And Round County will play at the length of the floor. Deshaun Watson, right side. Inside it goes to Wilbur, goes up and under, misses the shot. A lot of contact. Should have been a foul there. Myers gets it, beats it out. Maxey, three-pointer on the way. Good. First lead change as Round County goes on top, 3-2. Manley back with it. Gets it off to Lawson in the lane. Off, stolen away. And there's a whistle. Ends up being a steal, I think. It went off the end line. Derek Robinson doesn't like it. Left side in front of us to Myrus. Running baseline is Myrus. Kick out. Inside with it. Myrus goes up, puts it in. Round County leads 5-2. 5:43 to go in the quarter. Moving with it is Manley, guarded by Ingles. He goes in the lane, picks it up. Been in the lane a long time. And Ricker has it outside. Right side it goes. Jamison Williams. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound. Off Round County. Menifee County will have it under their own basket. Comes to Manley. Inside to Lawson. He drops it. Turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. And Myers has the rebound. Myers down the middle. Off to Wilburn. Three-pointer right wing. Wilburn, perfect. Eight to two, six-point lead for Round County. Underneath is Ricker. Fall away, no good. Rebound, Myers. Myers comes out in a hurry. Shows the left side. Maxie goes all the way underneath, puts it up off the glass, and he just had to be stronger than that because Jolly bumped him, but they weren't going to give him a foul. And now Menifee County is headed back the other way with it. Ricker. Is it right side to Lawson. Manley. Penetrates. Stolen away by Ingles. No. Off to Myers on a nice pass from Deshaun Watson. Myers lays it in. He's got four. Round County leads by eight. And there's a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second timeout by Menifee County. Maybe Round County can get a lead out there and disappoint the students in front of us, and we might actually see the game a little bit better. Hey, I don't blame them. They ought to be cheering their team on. First horn for the timeout. Menifee County will be bringing it the length of the floor. Round County made a change. Gavin Myers comes in. And Maxie will get a break. Ricker gets it. Off to Manley. Back to Ricker. Ricker has it deflected, but it's going to get in front court where Jolly gets it. Off to Manley. Stolen away by Deshaun Watson. He will try to go up and lay it in, and he does. 10-point lead for Round County. Stolen away by Myers. Comes down, puts it up. Good. Braden Myers has six, and it's a 12-point lead. 14-2. Foul called on Watson. Lawson inbounds in the backcourt to Manley, and he's double-teamed. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Deshaun Watson. Three-pointer near side by Ingles is good. And it makes it a 15-point lead, 17-2 Round County, 3:27 to go in the first quarter. And, whoa, loses it out of bounds. Manley, he's frustrated, yelling at his coach. His coach is yelling at him, and here comes the substitute. And it'll come Perkins, and Manley will sit down. Perkins, and to Ricker, ahead to Perkins. Left side it goes to Williams. Led him a little bit too much, went off his hands out of bounds. And Round County will play it side back court. Deshaun Watson exchanges passes with Braden Myers. Gavin Myers has it near side. Takes it back between the rings. Gives off to Ingles. Ingles in the corner. Wilburn back to Ingles. Takes it to Gavin Myers. Braden Myers has it. Bounces inside. Inside out to Ingles. Gavin Ramsey. Again, inside out. Wilburn has it. Myers goes under. Off the glass. Good. He's got eight. Round County leads by 17. 19-2. 2:29 to go in the first quarter. Williams goes baseline. Tries to throw it inside. Gets it back. And stolen by Braden Myers. He comes up to the left side. In the lane. Kick out. Ingles wide open. Three-pointer. Good. And we're going to have another timeout, a full timeout this time, taken by Menifee County as Round County has squirted out to a 20-point lead, 22-2. 2:08 to go in the first quarter. Back after this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Menifee County sends in Landon Jackson for the first time. Round County has Slade Wyatt in there and Chase Winkleman. Ricker drives in the front court. Deep to Lawson. He goes in the lane, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound, Wilbur for Round County. Back in front court. Corner it goes. Gavin Myers, three-pointer. Good. 25-2. 23-point lead with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Williams, jumper from the left corner, no good. Rebound, taken down, and batted away. That was Landon Jackson. He had it knocked out of bounds. And Jackson's going to come out in the starter at that spot. Aiden Manley's going to come back in. And he gets it in to Lawson. And the crease has it stolen away by Gavin Ramsey. He's down the middle. Gets it off to Braden Myers. Gavin Myers with it, and back to Braden, and they'll set it up. Sees on the logo. Left side to Gavin. Angles right, goes into the lane, kicks out to Wilburn. Three-pointer good. 26-point lead, 28-2 with under a minute to play in the first quarter. Ricker. Foul on Braden Myers, his first, team second. Maxie comes in. Braden Myers will get a Braden Myers will get a break. 45.5 seconds. Manley has it in. And off to Williams. Ricker. To Lawson. Manley. As it knocked away and stolen. Ahead it goes to. Who was it? That was Winkleman. Down the corner. Three pointer on the way by Maxie. 29-point lead. 31-2. Ooh, weak call there by P.D. Harris. That's what everybody's telling him. Over there right in front of the Round County bench, but Ricker's going to shoot some free throws. Free throw up, no good. Ricker's a great shooter, only shoots 72%. That's not bad, but the way he shoots it from three-point range. Well, he might, and I'm sure he'd like to be just a bit better on that. Puts it up. Good. Oh, they're going to call that on a three-point shot. They couldn't see the feet of the score because of the student standing. No good. And Slade White has the rebound. And they cannot get a shot off as they try to get it up the court. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Round County 31, Menifee County 3. Back after this.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IG and Moorhead include USDA boneless sirloin tip roast is just $3.99 a pound. The large 30-ounce jar of Our Family mayo or salad dressing, especially priced for only $3.99. And the large 24-ounce family pack of Kellogg's Eggo waffles is just $5.99. Great values while spending less at Allen's IG. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Brown County with six players in the scoring column. They're in that first quarter. Myers has 8 6 points for Maxey, 6 points for Ingles, 6 points for Wilburn, all on a couple of three-pointers. And Menifee will have it to start quarter number two. Perkins back in, gets it inbounds to Manley. Off to Perkins. Then it goes to Jolly. Now around the other side of the floor, the left side to Manley. Ricker has it. Straight away to Jolly. Left side to Perkins. Manley pops out. Jolly tries to get it inside to Williams. Pass goes out of bounds. Round County will bring it the length of the floor. Kevin Myers walks across the timeline. Gets the man-to-man, right side. Maxey. Winkleman. Straight away to Ingles. Ingles off to Winkleman. Inside. Nice pass to a cutting Gavin Myers, and he puts it up and in. 30-point lead. 33-3. Ricker is it down the right side to Manley. Williams back out to Ricker. Left side Perkins. He goes in the lane to Manley. The left-hander puts up a jumper. Good. Rattles it home. It's a three-pointer. 33-6. Gavin Myers working around the outside. Goes into the lane. Throws it away. Recovers it himself. Ingles has it. Inside to Winkleman. Kicked out in the corner. Slade White goes all the way under. Puts it up off the glass. No good. And the rebound comes off to Jolly, but it's knocked away and stolen by White. Got to Maxey. He fumbles it. Goes back and gets it. 6:07 to go in the second quarter. 33-6. Round County. Maxey. Three-pointer right side. Good. Maxey has 3 three-pointers and 9 points. Back to a 30-point lead, 36-6. Manley sprints into front court. Now turns it back out to Ricker. Ricker, fall away three-pointer. Going to be short. And go out of bounds. Step back didn't work. Now Deshaun Watson comes in. And out will go Gavin Myers. Deshaun Watson brings it in the front court for Round County. Busses it off to Winkleman. Straight away, Ingles. He goes down the lane, kicks out in the corner. Slade White behind the arc. No good. Rebound Maxey. Has it knocked away. Taken by Ingles, though. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Deshaun Watson. Puts it up and in. Ricker brings it in front court this time. Goes down the lane with it.
scoops it up, gets it, and he'll go to the line. Fouled by Winkleman, his first, team's first. Slade White and Winkleman go out as Braden Myers and Wilburn come back in. Ricker puts it up and in. Back in for Menifee County will be Lawson, and sitting down is Perkins. Pressure. Braden Myers crosses the timeline. Off to Watson. Watson hands it off to Myers. Off to Maxson. Straight away, Wilburn. Three-pointer is going to be good. Hit the front of the rim and rolled in. Wilburn's got 9 points on three three-pointers. Shot by Williams, no good. Here comes Maxey with it. Out in the corner, three-pointer away. Ingles, no good. Jolly gets the rebound. Manley in the front court. Crossover dribble. Gets it off to Lawson. Lawson penetrates. Gets out to Williams. Off to Manley. 3:58 to go in the second quarter. 41-9, Round County. Williams, jumper, good. Three-pointer for Jamison Williams. 41-12, Manley leads. Wilburn, right side, jumper, good. 12 points for Wilburn. 44-12, back to the 32-point lead. Ricker. Takes it, hands off to Williams, bounces off the foot of a Round County player. Menifee County will have it under their own basket. 3:24 to go before halftime. Comes into Lawson, goes underneath, puts it up and in, and he'll get a free throw. The Round County foul, the PA announcer has lost interest, and he's not announcing the fouls now. Free throw up, no good, rebound Charlie, he puts it up and in. 28-point lead now, 44-16. Crash down there. Official didn't call a foul when there was one. Manley puts it up, no good. Rebound, Wilburn. There's two players, and Round County had a player fouled. Both he and a defender hit the deck, but everybody's okay. Maxey, three-pointer left side, good. I think they're going to come out of the game was going to be Lawson. He was the one that committed the foul that wasn't called and took the Round County player down, but he got the worst of it. 47-16. Ricker gets it ahead to Manley. Goes left side, leaves it for Jolly. Out to Williams. Straight away three-pointer. Williams good. Jamison Williams with a couple of three-pointers and 6 points. 47-19, Round County. 2:30 to go in the first half. Myers will take it all the way under. Manley's fouling him. And that will be the first foul in the game on Menifee County. Gavin Ramsey comes back in. He gets in and bounds to Braden. Bring out to Wilburn. Long three-pointer is good. That's 5 three-pointers for Colby Wilburn. 50-19 the score. 2:04 to go. In the underneath Jolly on a nice place from, pass from Rickard. We'll put it up and in. 50-21. Myers Wilburn, three-pointer, good. Unconscious, absolutely unconscious. 6 three-pointers for Kobe Wilburn. 53-21. Manley out to Ricker. No. Ricker in the lane. Wow. Foul's going to be on Braden Myers, his second. I don't know where P.D. Harris came up with that one. Braden Myers is going to sit down. And Winkleman will come back in with a minute 26 to go. And it comes to Ricker. Underneath Jolly has it blocked by Winkleman. Puts the next one up. Good. Jolly wouldn't give up. 53-23. Minute 15 to go in the half. Right side, Gavin Myers. Wilburn pops out. Goes down the lane, gets fouled. He'll shoot a couple of free throws. Foul's going to go on Perkins, his first. Wilburn will shoot two. Puts it up. Rims out. Too close. He's hit 6 three-pointers. And that one's up and in. Wilbur, 54-23. 56 seconds running clock here in the first quarter. Balls ahead to Williams. Goes up. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Kobe Wilbur. Comes down the floor. Goes all the way under, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Foul is on Jolly, his first, team's third. Wilburn will come get a free throw. He's already got 21 points. Make that 22. 35-point lead, 58-23. Manley gets it ahead. Perkins moves with it, gets back to Manley. Up two. Ricker. Puts it up, no good. Rebound Gavin Ramsey. Puts it ahead to Ingles and throws it away. That's 10 seconds to go in the quarter. In the quarter, three-pointer is up by Ricker, no good. Jolly gets it. And he's fouled. 0.9 seconds. The foul's going to go, I believe, on Ingles, and it is his first. Jolly will shoot two. Puts it up. Good. 7 points for Jolly. That was up and no good. Rebound Wilburn. And we go to the half. Round County 57. Menifee County 24. We'll be back with the scoring and more after this on WIVY.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, they had one lead change in the half. Menifee County scored the first 2 points. That was their largest and only lead. Rounds County scored a three-pointer, and it has been downhill since that for the Wildcats. They only scored 3 points in the first quarter. Did score 21 in the second period and have 24 here at the half. Round County scored 31 in the first period and 26 in the second. Now 57, longest lead of the game was 35 for Round County. For Menifee County, 7 points for Gage Jolly at 3 field goals. I think they were all rebound baskets, and 1 of 2 from the line for his 7. 6 points for Brevin Ricker, 2 field goals and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Aiden Manley on a three-pointer. Well, left off the 6 points for Jameson Williams. He had 2 3-point field goals and 6 points. And 2 points for Caden Lawson. 9 field goals for Menifee County. 3 3-pointers. 3 of 7 from the free throw line and 24 points. For Round County, Colby Wilburn was unconscious in that first half with 22 points. 7 field goals, 6 of them 3-pointers, and 2 of 3 from the free throw line. 12 points for Weston Maxey on 4 3-pointers. 8 points on Braden Myrish for 2-point field goals. 6 points for Jason Ingles, 2 3-pointers. 5 points for Gavin Myrish. He had 2 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer, and 4 points for Deshaun Watson, 2 field goals. 21 field goals for Round County, 13 of them 3-pointers, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and 57 points. We'll be back with more at halftime after this on WIVY.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too. At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30. Pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. More at Optimus Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Sales introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. For Round County, the next contest will be on Friday night against against Fleming County at home, and that'll be a 7:35. Colby Wilburn scored his 1,000th point tonight. Knew that was inevitable. He went way past it. He's got a good start on the next mark.
And another announcement. If anyone has lost a St. Christopher Protect Us ring on the court,
it's nice of the PA announcer here to announce that. Colby?
Whoever it is that has lost it, please come up to the announcer.
Somebody lost their St. Christopher medal also.
Silver.
Not ready for the start of the second half. Officials are now ready to go. Round County inbounds it.
Deshaun Watson with it. Bounces off to Wilburn. Eagles with it. Back out to Watson. Stop with a 16-footer. No good. Rebound by Lawson. Lawson goes underneath to Jolly. No good. Rebound. Maxey. Maxey to Myers, Braden Myers. Ingles left with it. Ingles. Myers goes all the way under, gets bumped. He'll go to the free throw line. Manley will pick up his second foul. Myers, two free throws. Puts it up. Good. And that one's good. 59-24. Manley back with it. Ricker, Manley. Ricker. The corner goes to Williams. Ricker, follow away baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Myers. Myers goes all the way under, gets the layup, puts it up and in. We should be in a running clock situation here. We'll see how it goes. 61-24, 37-point lead for Round County. Lawson, Manley. They exchange passes again. Lawson's going to take it inside. Back out to Williams. Now to Ricker. Williams, three-pointer left side. Good. He's got nine on three three-pointers. Myers, three-pointer, no good. Rebound off to Jolly. And to Williams. Got to Lawson. Ricker in the corner. Williams, three-pointers off the front of the rim and kicked away from the Round County rebounders. And Manley comes up with it. Back to Williams, inside Lawson. Free throw line, gets it back out. Aiden Manley shot, no good. Rebound off to Wilburn. Maxey takes it in, lays it up and in on the other end. 14 for Maxey. Lawson has it in front court against Round County pressure. Ricker has it in the corner. Williams, they leave him open. That one is bouncing no good. Rebound, Deshaun Watson comes out in a hurry, bounces it ahead to Williams. And, oh, what a beautiful pass. To Ingles, Ingles threw it. Maxey took it in the air and shot a reverse layup. And he's got 16. 65-27. Inside it goes Lawson. 14-footer. Good. Just inside the three-point line. 11 points now. 4 points for now for Lawson. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Deshaun Watson with it. They're actually chasing Kobe Wilburn in a running clock game. Wilburn goes baseline, puts it up, rolls out, no good. Rebound, Ricker. Ball thrown away by Menifee County. In comes Braden Birchfield, 6'3 senior. And Sean Watson will go out as Birchfield comes in. Myers, interface, kicks out. Ingles underneath Birchfield. He puts it up and in. Beautiful pass by Ingles. Birchfield has two. 67-29. Record down the lane, no good. He gets his own rebound.
Kept out to Anderson Williams. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And it'll go out of bounds, and Round County will have it as the clock continues to run. Now at the 3:25 mark of this quarter. Back in comes Jackson and Perkins for Menifee County. Jeff Atkins looked up like he was surprised that the clock was running. And he just rested old. Myris goes in. Hits it. He'll go to the line. Foul's going to be on Perkins. His second. In comes Gavin Myris, and out goes Maxey. All right, free throw by Myris. Up and good. He's got 15, 16, 70 to 29. And lets it go through his hands and out of bounds. Round County will get it back. Round County has a lot of guys on the bench tonight. We'll try to keep up with them as they come in. Gavin Myris goes right. Hands off to Braden. Gavin inside. Bounces off. Knocked away. Nice defensive play, but Braden Myris comes right back and gets it. Gavin Myris kicks out. Ingles, three-pointer on the right side, is ramming out. No good. Foul called on Braden Myris. His third. Davey Anderson, Jeff Atkins, P.D. Harris, been the officials for both games tonight. Clock runs down under a minute and a half. Third quarter. Ricker. Gets around. Goes inside. Puts it up. No good. Rebounds Perkins. He gets it out to Manley. He penetrates. Tries to back it in. Puts it up. And no good. Rebound by Wilburn. Wilburn out on the dribble. Walked with it. Davey Anderson a little slow on the whistle. .45 seconds on the running clock. Comes to Ricker. Goes in the lane. Well, he walked with it, and they're going to give him a foul. I was going to go on Winkleman. His second. Ricker puts up the free throw. No good. Second free throw. No good. And hustling to get it is Perkins. The Ricker walks again and they don't call it. I guess because it's a running clock. Manley, three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Perkins. Out for a three-pointer by Lawson. Good. 70 to 32, under 10 seconds to go in the quarter. If it goes to Wilburn. Slade White, 14-footer straightaway, no good. Rebound by Lawson, and that's the end of the third quarter. Round County leads it 70 to 32. Back in a moment here on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
And we go to the fourth quarter. Who's going to get the basketball? It will be Menifee County. Brown County has one additional substitute in as Wyatt Sloan is in. Right side with it is Lawson. Ricker, three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Sloan, gets it ahead to Gavin Myris. In the corner it goes to Slade White. Then lays it off to Wyatt Sloan. Bounces his baseline to Birchfield. Jumper will not go in. A rebound to Ricker. Ricker in front court. Right side to Manley. Manley goes in the lane. Bounces out high to Lawson. Bounces out high to Perkins. Perkins in the corner to Jackson. It goes to Lawson. Ricker. They run a little weave outside as clock goes down to 7 minutes. Manley out. Three-pointer on way Jackson. No good. And no signal by P.D. Harris, but he's going to give it to Round County. Gavin Myris crosses the timeline. Penetrates, step back, left side White. Sloan. He will go down the lane, put it up off the glass, no good. And the rebound comes off to Jackson of Menifee County. Jackson takes it down, no good. Jace Winkleman has the rebound. It's going to come down, tries to pass it. But it ends up right in the hands of Lawson. Lawson goes up, no good. Rebound, Sloan. Off to Winkleman. Winkleman's going to take it under, put it up off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes up off the glass, good. Jace Winkleman gets a couple of points. 72-32. Ricker will shoot two. She gets fouled. Gavin Myers gets his first foul. Hayden Goldberg is going to come in here in just a moment. Rickers for the two free throws. What's up? Good. Tristan Newman is in. Austin Wells is in for Menifee County. Ricker shoots it up. Good. Hayden Goldberg in for Round County, senior. Winkleman's foul going to the basket. It will be on Manley, his third. County would have it in their own basket. We're down almost at the 5 minute mark on the running clock. Slade White gets it. Inside with a floater. Good. Slade White has his first points in the game. 74-34. Menifee County back with it. Manley. Cross court pass to Jackson. He will take it under and be fouled. Goldberg will get the foul, his first. Two free throws for Landon Jackson. 5'10 senior. Misses that one. Sets it up. Good.
Comes to White. Across the timeline. Goldberg goes under and drops it. Coming out with it is Austin Wells. Manley gets the layup and gets fouled. Goldberg gets another foul. Manley will go to the line. Puts it up. Good. Nathan Goldberg, fallaway jumper off the glass, rolls in. Nathan Goldberg, the senior, gets a couple of points. Did something over at the score. Scores. I'm not sure what it is, but they're working on it. 76-38 is the score. Maybe this may be a tactical. Maybe there was someone not in the book. Shooting the free throw is Kanan Fugit. It's the second one. And now Manatee County will get the ball. 76-39 to score. We're down to 3:24. And this one. Now Will Jones in there for Round County now. Also, Daniel Flannery. Braden Birchfield will get a foul, and Manatee County will shoot. Austin Wells will shoot too. Puts it up, hits the front of the rim. No good. Spins it, next one's up. Good. And it comes to Will Jones. It's a screen. Goes all the way under. It's out to Goldberg. Goldberg drops it. Goes in the lane. Puts it up. Good. Couple baskets for Goldberg. 78-40. 2:33. Clock runs. Landon Jackson drives in. Puts it up and in. Boy, it's a nice bank shot. He's got three now. 78-42. Will Jones drives inside, kicks it out in the corner to Birchfield. Off to Hale. Goldberg drops it. Inside to Will Jones. Spins up, goes up with it. And more subs are going to get come in. And we're down to the point where around these are ones, some of them that Rand County has not had in the varsity this year. Landon Jackson moving with it. Jumper from the right side is good. Throws up a prayer and it's answered. 78-44, minute 25. Cam Cross into the lane. Out. Three-pointer on the way by Luke White. No good. Minute 13. Here comes Manatee County back with it. No good. White has it. He's in a hurry. Yeah. Bounces it inside. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Oh. Out. Cross. Takes it in. Spins. Fall away for Cross. No good. And Round County will have the basketball with 45 seconds to go. Cross gets it. Shot on the way. Good. And they're just going to hold it. 81-44 is going to be the final in this one. And there's the buzzer. Round County, well, they were some kind of great shooting in the first half in this one. Final score is 81-44. Round County wins it. They go to 13-7 on the season. 3-1 in the 61st district and 7-2 in the region. Menifee County falls to 7-14, and in the district they are 1-3. We'll be back for our post game after this on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
In Round County, after being down 2-0, hit a three-pointer. That was a lead change, and they led for the rest of the game. 41 points is the last lead that I wrote down. as we end up with a 37-point victory, 81-44. Ram led 31-3 at the end of the first quarter, 57-24 at the half, 70-32 at the end of three. And in the final, again, 81-44. Taking a look at the 61st District boys standings now, Fleming County at 3-0, Round County 3-1, 1-3 for Menifee County, and 0-3 for Bath County. Menifee County led in scoring by Jameson Williams with 3 three-pointers and 9 points. 8 points for Brevin Ricker, 7 points each for Gage Jolly and Caden Lawson. 6 points for Aiden Manley, 5 for Landon Jackson, 1 point for Austin Wells, and 1 point for Kanan Fugit. For Round County, 22 points for Colby Wilburn, all in the first half with 6 three-pointers. 16 points for Weston Maxey, 15 for Braden Myers. 6 points for Jason Ingles, 5 for Gavin Myers, 4 points each for Deshaun Watson and Hayden Goldberg, and Braden Birchfield, 2, Slade White, 2, Jace Winkleman, 2. And number 22, too. We'll have to check on that. Here comes Coach Sean Thacker over here. We'll try to check that one. Our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game is going to be Colby Wilburn. Again, he scored 22 points all in the first half and hit the 1,000-point mark for his career. And it was a great night for him, a great night for everybody. Of course, we don't have Charlie Charles and his statistics here, so we really don't know, but I'd really like to see the numbers on that one. And again, Coach Snacker's here. I need to give credit where credit's due. I knew everybody but number 22. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Number 22 scored the last points, I think, for us. He came in with Cam and, you know, those guys. It was one of the...
Nate Hill.
Okay. I had him down as 15. I'm sorry. That's it. Nate Hill got it. There you go.
JV numbers and varsity numbers are a little bit different.
What in the world happened in that first half, man?
Well, I mean, we were definitely disappointed in, how we played Friday. A lot of credit goes to Fleming County. And, we felt like we made them play a little worse than they wanted to, too. You know, it just, we didn't make plays down the stretch. We didn't make, in the fourth quarter when the money was on the table, we didn't do a lot of things that we needed to do to make game-winning plays. We didn't take game-winning shots. We didn't have game-winning possessions. And we talked about that. We talked about paint touch threes. We talked about against the zone getting some better movement. I thought tonight we were able to, whether it was zone or man, to get our paint touches. And when we do that, good things happen for us. So, and the ability to press when you the people that we have that kryptonite for, it's pretty good, but it's when you get to that top tier, that top shelf of teams, it becomes a little more difficult to turn people over, turning over Fleming, Morgan, Boyd and Ashland, those teams, you're not gonna go around and get the number of turnovers that we do against other teams. So, I thought we did in the first half much better, and you'll have to agree with this, it was rebound the ball. We have to rebound the ball. That was something that if we didn't, the third quarter, I think we gave up 7 offensive rebounds in the Fleming County game the other night. And, at one point, toward the end of the quarter, we were up 6 and giving up 7 offensive rebounds. If we rebound the ball. So we really talked about how some kids have got to get more engaged. We got 2 or 3 doing what they got to do, and 2 or 3 more got to do better. And I thought we did a better job of that tonight, and trying to execute offensively some things. So you know, overall, just a better performance. And, you know, you get a, you put this one behind you after tonight and tomorrow at 5:15, we get to go back to work. And, you know, we have an opportunity to put ourselves back in a position to play for the one seed. And, you know, we get to do it at home. You know, we expect a big crowd out there Friday night, and you know, to watch us play.
What time's the Boyd County game?
7:30.
Thank you.
It's going to be their senior night. We're going to start the JV game at 5:50 to give them about a 10-minute window. So yeah, we should get started on or about 7:30.
All right. 13 three-pointers. I'm looking forward to after y'all stat this game, since we didn't have Charlie here tonight.
Yeah,
just to see what, Charlie, just see what that looks like.
Yeah, especially the first half. The first half stats. I mean, we just, you know, we shot it. We shot it really, really well. And, you know, when we do the things that we need to do and we get the kind of looks we want to get, you know, we're very capable of that. You know, I think the 57 points for me as a head coach might be the second most of points that I've had any team score in a half, and that would have been Coach Mann's senior year. We played Lynn Camp at home at Somerset, and we scored 60 in the first half. And we ended up scoring 120 because they kept pressing us the whole game, and we couldn't sub. We didn't have a whole lot of bench, so as long as he's going to sub me, I had to keep him out there. So, but, you know, it was a very good offensive performance. But our offense, too, also came from our defense. We did a really good job in with their pressure. We did a really good job in the half court. The kids did a good job with the scout. And, it just carried over. I think, you know, we came over here and we talked about how important this game was, because Friday night wouldn't matter if you don't take care of business tonight. So, you know, I think our guys were hungry to get the taste out of their mouth from Friday night and get back in the win column, and then see where that can take us.
All right. Fleming County on Friday, Boyd County on Saturday. And then
two top 25s.
Yeah. And then down the road on the 9th, it's Bath County, and that's the last
year's
game.
Yeah.
And, the good thing about it is that's good to win, but it's good to know that the district's going to be at home.
Yeah, you know, this is the last time we got to go on the road with our district seed game. So, you know, the next two are at home, and we get a chance to control our destiny as far as, opportunity to maybe get into a coin toss. So, we look forward to it. You know, Fleming County's really, really good, and they pose us a lot of problems. And, you know, we're going to have to play a lot better than we did last Friday.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up. What a nice game to watch, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Every three-pointer just started going in. And, you know, this is a team that has that streaky ability.
Yeah. You know, we didn't get a streak the other night, but we got on it tonight. So hopefully Friday night we can find some more of those quality threes like we found tonight. And, I'm sure Fleming County will have something to say about that. And, it should be another great matchup. And, we're looking forward to the opportunity. And, we'll get to work for the next couple of days and be ready to go. And hope to see everybody out at the Coop. But if you can't, definitely always join you guys on the radio.
All right. It'll be I've got to go visit my friends up at Cleveland on Friday, so it'll be Jared on Friday night, and we'll have that one. And, get back, maybe watch that Boyd County game.
Absolutely.
It'll be good. All right, Coach, thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Coach Sean Packer, and I really want to thank the folks here at Menifee County, Paul Alford, their athletic director, and all that. Certainly want to thank, actually want to thank Mountain Telephone, or Mountain Rural Telephone, tonight. They enabled us to use their Ethernet hookup here for when they do streaming games here. Menifee County is one of their counties. And it made it good tonight because this gym's a little bit like Lewis County. It's kind of hard to get signals out of it. But anyway, I want to thank Owen Mundy on studio control. And unfortunately, the girls lost 47-36 earlier tonight, but the boys win it 81-44. Remember, our Kobe Wilburn was our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game. That'll do it. Until next time, it's Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.